Roni Robinson, BBC Radio Sheffield.
There's lots of things happened during the night it would take me all night to tell you about, but we did find the body of a fireman that was killed there, but it turned out not to be a fireman, to be a bus conductor who'd taken shelter in the doorway, and he'd been hit with a piece of shrapnel that had hit him under the chin and take the top of his head off with his helmet. The part about that that's rather sad is that I took his helmet back with me to the fire station and said I'd found this bloke and he was dead. And they went round to tell his wife, because there was a number in the hat, you see. And an hour or so later, this chap walked in. It wasn't him at all. He'd got somebody else's helmet with the number on, so then he had to go out and tell another woman that her husband wouldn't be coming back. Amongst many things, that's the kind of thing that remains in my mind. What they did, they put the incendiaries out and then they bombed the incendiaries. Yeah. We did exactly the same when I joined it.
When you were doing it.
I did. It's very ironical that I was at both sides of the fences.
Yeah. What do you feel about talking about it? Is it something you like to do or don't like to do?
I don't mind now. There has been times when I've felt very sad because I know I've been... I've dropped a lot of bombs and killed a lot of people, amongst them wives and children. At the time, we didn't think a great deal about it somehow or other. It was just another thing to do, but I do think sometimes that this kind of thing does happen. So if any of us left these days, there's not many. I think about the last, I'm the last fireman anyway. There's no more firemen that remember the Blitz, and I don't know. I try to put it out of my mind. It's warfare.
Roni Robinson, BBC Radio Sheffield.